Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Fred, the Vampire Accountant 2, Undeath and Taxes, by Drew Hayes. Narrated by Christopher Walker and performed by a full cast.
I almost certainly do not know you. However, I shall assume you are a lovely person, and it is my loss for not having yet had the opportunity to meet you. Still, I must assume you and I are connected in some way, for the works you are about to read are selections from a journal of my memoirs. I compiled these not in the belief that the stories within are so compelling they must be told, but rather because I found my unexpected life transition to be so shockingly uneventful, at least initially. I place the blame for my aggrandized expectations squarely on contemporary media, filling my head with the belief that a ticket to the supernatural also put one on an express train toward coolness and suave charm. This is simply not the case. Or at least, it was not my case. I recorded my journeys in the hopes that, should another being find themselves utterly depressed at the humdrum personality still saddling their supernatural frame, they might find solace in knowing they are not the only one to have felt that way. Given the lengthy lifespan of many of the people with whom I associate, there is no guarantee they will have passed on by the time this is read. Therefore, names have been changed as I deemed necessary. So, dear reader, whom I suspect is a wonderful person, merely in need of a bit of reassurance, take comfort in my tales of uneventful blundering. One's nature is hard to change. Sometimes even death is insufficient to accomplish such a task. But be assured that while you may find yourself still more human than anticipated, you are far from the only one. You will eventually discover that under the movie stereotypes, imposed mystique, and overall inflated expectations, each and every one of us is at least a touch more boring than our images would indicate. And that is not a bad thing. After months of relentless training, hours of effort, and tests so great I didn't know if I would survive them, my work had finally paid off. Some months ago, when I'd first learned there were gaps in my knowledge, I'd had no real idea what I was signing up for. Now, with it finally done, I beamed with pride as I looked down at the starched piece of paper, a symbol of my accomplishment. Frederick Frankfurt Fletcher. I relished the finely embossed print resting on the cream-colored background. Certified Public Parahuman Accountant. Learning about the parahuman world, through virtue of my own death, hadn't been nearly as disturbing to me as learning there were whole sections of laws, tax codes, and deduction options for my kind. This meant that I'd been doing my job without all the tools available to me, and, like working a calculator without a 9 button, I found that utterly unacceptable. So, after 4 months of studying, certification tests, and a dreary weekend at a conference in a Seattle Holiday Inn, I'd closed that gap in my knowledge and gained the new accreditation to prove it. But perhaps I should digress for a moment. My name, as stated on the certificate, is Frederick Frankfurt Fletcher, though nearly all of my friends and acquaintances call me Fred. I am also an undead American, a vampire specifically, and an accountant. In fact, I ran my own company, which now had a whole new section of clients I could appeal to. The parahuman world is rich with magic, intrigue, and adventure, but it seems not a lot of folks like to do the job of crunching numbers come tax time. I greatly preferred the latter to all three of the former, so I was happy to have found a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?